Daily Rest, Thursday, August 11th, 2022. This week's theme is Christian Education. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Giving our children back to the Lord who gave them. I have great pity for those who don't value God's great gift of children. Having raised 5 children of my own, I can understand the frustrations, setbacks, and personal irritations that the ankle biters can throw at you. But don't be fooled. The devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh will always want to pervert the godly gift that children really are. God says through the psalmist, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them." Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. In the book of 1 Samuel, Hannah, who has been barren, speaks to us. She, knowing the value of God's gift of children, prayed to him and was answered with the gift of a son, Samuel. By faith, she responded by using God's gift for the benefit of his church. She lent Samuel back to the Lord. Samuel became a mighty prophet of God. Samuel anointed King David, and from his line, the Savior of the world would come. We could let our children get the education that goes along with the sinful world and doesn't make waves. Or we can lend them to the Lord. We can train them in the Word at home and send them to Christian schools as we are able. As Hannah encouraged her son Samuel, we can encourage our children to become CLC pastors and teachers so that the Lord might use them to turn many away from death to life in Christ. God blessed Hannah and her son Samuel. God blesses you and I and all who by faith have heard this beautiful Bible story of our gracious God and his plans for great faith-filled parenting. O Lord, give us all the warrior's heart that loves children and encourages them to follow our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.